Texte numéro 43. Guns in Oklahoma. A new law took effect last November in Oklahoma, a state with 142,000 men and women licensed to carry concealed weapons. The law says that anyone licensed to carry a concealed firearm can now choose to carry a weapon out in the open in a belt or shoulder holster, loaded or unloaded. 5 minutes after midnight Thursday, Brian Hull and his friends, supporters of the Oklahoma Open Carry Association, a gun rights group, will mark the occasion by wearing their unconcealed handguns while dining at Beverly's Pancake House, a 24-hour restaurant. "It's just a peaceful assembly," said Mr. Hull. "We're all licensed by the state to carry. We've all been trained and vetted. Why wouldn't somebody want to have that kind of a group do business with them in their establishment?" Advocates for gun rights said the ability to open carry would deter crime and eliminate the risks of wardrobe issues, such as when someone carrying a concealed weapon breaks the law by accidentally exposing the firearm. But the new law is a symbolic as well as practical victory. Supporters said there was no better advertisement for the Second Amendment than to have thousands of responsible adults openly carrying their weapons in a highly visible fashion. Oklahoma has thus become the 15th state to allow people to openly carry firearms with a license. Though common around the country, these laws in several states have posed legal and logistical problems for municipalities and law enforcement agencies seeking to balance gun owners' constitutional rights with maintaining order. Oklahoma is considered a shall-issue state, meaning that once a resident meets the legal requirements, officials must issue a license. Other states, including New Jersey and Connecticut, are known as may-issue states, meaning that even if a resident satisfies the requirements, officials may or may not issue the license because they have the discretion to consider other factors. The new law has also brought about a subtle change in buying habits. Customers with small handguns that are easy to conceal have been buying larger weapons with longer barrels that hold additional rounds as they prepare to wear their guns unconcealed. The law prohibits concealed or unconcealed firearms in a handful of places, including government buildings, schools, and bars. Most businesses, however, must decide on their own how to handle those openly carrying. People entering one of Bank of Oklahoma's 85 branches in the state need not leave their weapon in the car. They can bring it inside. The old saying within the community is, "It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it." Adapted from the New York Times, November 2012.